Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, so we can hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it is time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. I'm here with Jackson. So if you hear a little bit of craziness in the background, it's just our 2.5-year-old grandson, Jax. But you know what? My most endearing title for me is grandma. You know, I'm a grandma. I have 7 grandkids, and I'm so blessed. I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and, of course, a radio show host. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, my fur baby Ginger, and also the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and when we did, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that, you know what, this really is a divine connection that I have with Joan. And through this connection, she has left this door open. And others from the, you know, from the other side have walked through this door. And in doing so, it has given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it helps me to really to relate to people, you know, and relate and work with them in so many different kinds of ways. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences that I've had, I did have a work background, and it was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone. From the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed or appointed or both, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate body releasing practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. The Learn More button under my picture will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find exactly what you've been looking for. And so now it is time for us to hear messages. Welcome back, DC.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Can you hear me, Barbara?
Yes, I can.
Okay, unfortunately, I called you from my home phone, and I was disconnected while you were talking. I don't know what's going on. So I had to call you back from my cell phone, and I'm hoping that this works now.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
so the first thing that I'm guided to...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Barbara. The first thing that I'm getting is I was guided to read a beautiful little prayer, and it's entitled Daily Prayer to the Angel in the Four Directions. And it was written by Virginia Pasternak. Dear angels of the south, the west, the north, and east, I welcome you into my day. Protect me with your magnificent wings and songs of healing. Angels of the south, home of warm, soft breezes, I hear your tinkling song and your laughing voices. Thank you for warmth and joy in my heart. I honor you with laughter today. Angels of the west, where waters flow wide and deep, I hear your gurgling song, your whispering voice. Thank you for the gift of flow through my body, the wisdom of my emotions, and the honoring of mystery. I honor you with movement today. Angels of the north, where my ancestors live, I hear your murmuring voices in rocks, earth, and trees. Thank you for the solidity and self-knowledge, the gift of life on this earth. I honor you with cleanness today. Angels of the east, place of light and miracles, I hear your sonorous voices and your joyful songs. Thank you for clarity and insight, for the piercing of illusion and the illumination of truth. I honor you with my words and voice today. With thanks and beauty, amen, amen, amen. And with that being said, I have a small little message from the angels. Beloved ones, your guardian angels are with you right now. They will guide you through your day. They ask that you remain positive and focus on the next steps of your journey, and continue to make positive changes in your life. These changes will bring you into perfect alignment with your divine life mission. Remain optimistic, and you will see issues begin to resolve and solutions will be found. Trust what you are feeling and listen to your intuition. Stay grounded in the present moment and appreciate all the blessings that are in your life. You hold within you all the wisdom that is needed to move forward and to face any challenge that presents itself. Release any negative feelings of the past. Instead, connect with love and joy within. Be still, beloved ones, and breathe. Allow the stress to fade away. Within the stillness and silence, connect with your angels. As a new day dawns, become one with the I Am presence. Allow your soul to become enlightened as your dreams are about to come true. You are beautiful beings of light. As you come together collectively, you illuminate the world for all of mankind. Speak your truth and have faith, knowing that as you align your vibration with all that is your higher good, your desires will manifest. It is your destiny. This is your life. You can create the life of your dreams. Beloved ones, dream big. Open your arms wide now to welcome and to accept all the good that is coming your way. Have faith. All will be revealed. This is divine right timing. We love you, your guardian angels. And with that being said, I had a little message from the angels, and they gave us the word intention. And they're saying be clear and decisive, focus on what you really want, and be bold with your request to the universe. And to set a clear intention, focus your mind, set a specific future goal or maybe a desire, and imagine that it is happening right now in your mind's eye. Feel how wonderful it feels to have this manifest. And don't be afraid to use all of your senses as you begin to imagine this. Keep the point of focus on the moments of achievement, and notice what challenges are coming up in your mind, blocking you from achieving your goals. And the angels, of course, will come in and help you with that. And we also have a totem animal for today for the collective, the blue jay. And the blue jay wears the color blue, and the little blue crest, the cap, as part of his messenger duties from Great Spirit. Blue jays do not have naturally blue feathers. Rather, their blue coloring is from light refraction on their feathers. And we are all being reminded to wear the crown of true mastership because it requires dedication, responsibility, and committed development in all things physical and spiritual.
But in general, the blue jay, you know, symbolism teaches us lessons of adaption to any situation while we are learning quickly. The high intelligence of this bird gives us access to memories long forgotten and really shows us how to assimilate them into our awareness. And this bird also demonstrates that high-risk taking, seizing opportunities, you know, and discovering new avenues for exploration. That's it. I am so sorry, Barbara. I have got to grab that police car. But the blue jay, you know, shows us how to use the power of intelligence and courage. And he helps us to balance these traits really with discreet silence and the utmost patience and timing. The bird also teaches you to be bold, to be inquisitive, and to get out of there and start investigating and adapting to the new situation. So that's my messages, Barbara, and I'm gonna run and I'm going to seize the police car. Barbara, are you with me?
Yes, I was just sitting here laughing, muted, and then didn't realize I was muted.
Okay, because I was laughing because I have to grab that police car that Jackson has in the background.
Okay.
So I'm gonna,
you do that.
I'm gonna run, yeah, she's the police car. Thank you.
Okay, and here is the message that Jesus wants to share with us now. Beloved ones, some of you are beginning to recognize your power. And we say this because this is really a big step for so many of you. So many people feel helpless, powerless. They feel that they don't have a choice, that they are being controlled by forces outside of themselves. And some of you are beginning to recognize that you have power, that there is no force outside of you controlling you, that everything starts within you, that everything that you see around you, that you are experiencing in your life, is a reflection of what you believe. We want you to just sit with that whole idea, that whole concept for a moment, that everything in your life is a reflection of what you believe. Reflect yourself. Let that soak in. You see, that changes everything because then you are no longer a victim. It shows you what it is that you need to let go of. So if you find yourself constantly surrounded by a certain kind of people and you don't like those certain kinds of people, then you need to release the belief that you are one of those people because you attract into your life what you believe. And we don't mean this in a negative way. We are not saying that you are condemning yourself or anything like that. It's just an awareness of the power within you. You have the power to attract everything you believe. Which means that nothing is happening to you that is beyond your control. Nothing is happening to you because someone else has decided this must happen to you. Everything is starting from within you, from your beliefs, from what you know in your own mind to be true. Now keep in mind that the things that you know in your mind to be true are often not true. They may be true for you, but they're not true for everyone else, so they are not the truth that is coming from the Creator. They are the truths you are creating in your own mind. Let yourself think about that. Everything is based on the truths that you are creating in your own mind. The stories that you make up about yourself, about life, about what's possible, about what's impossible. And you have the ability to change any and every belief that you have. And it is not a long, drawn-out process that happens in a moment. So you are a creator. And you create, whether you realize you create or not. And you are powerful. And you have power whether you realize you have power or not. So it's time for you to start accepting your power. And start making the conscious choices of what you are creating. To start letting go of those beliefs that do not resonate with the life that you truly want to live. You are not sitting there waiting for someone to come and save you. You don't need to be saved. You just need to make a change in what you are creating in your life. You are the one you are waiting for. So it's time to wake up. Wake up to your power. Wake up to your creations. Wake up to your own life. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us today. Hold on, DC, and I will unmute you again. Okay, here we go.
I'm trying to stay with it. I keep getting disconnected, Barbara, but I'm holding on. I threw a bungee cord to the angel, so I think I'm going to be okay. And you
I
know
thought
what?
Maybe
I
the police car disconnected you.
Yes, and I'm getting a lot of funny messages, and Lucille Ball came in, and she had like a funny face, and she's saying, I try not to judge people because I'm quite screwed up myself.
Well, wonderful.
You know what? I don't think I'm screwed up, but I know I'm definitely not normal, and normal is so overrated, so.
Yes, it can be, definitely.
Yes.
All right. So we are ready to take questions from our callers. So if you have called in, make sure you have pressed the number 1 to put that lovely symbol on the studio board so I'll know that you have a question. And we will go to our first caller with their hand up, and that is area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing? It's Tim from New York. How are you doing?
Hey,
Hi,
Tim.
What can we do for you today?
I'm actually on vacation, relaxing. I thought I'd just tune in for the good work.
Beautiful.
Any messages from spirit?
Beautiful. Very, very good. Well, the first message, Tim, before you said it was Tim, is I just saw this beautiful, beautiful picture of an amazing world, and the angels are saying, Tim, you are the creator. You live in a world of amazing abundance. Believe it, okay? So you've got to believe that abundance is all around you, and really, you can tap into it whenever you want, okay?
Okay.
So you've really got to believe that. And the angels are saying, you know, this is a time that you've got to let go of those limiting beliefs, Tim. I don't think you've been, you know, Ginger's saying, I don't think you've been dreaming big enough, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to see things like on a larger scale. You've got to, you know, dream a little bit bigger is what the angels are saying. Okay, and you're gonna connect with what brings you yourself true happiness. And Ginger's saying, you know what, Tim, you've waited long enough, okay? This is your time, so start dreaming big, okay? And, you know, last time we connected, I believe you spoke of, like, a job that you were, you know, thinking of. But Ginger's saying, you know, that job might be wonderful, but it truly is not your life's purpose, okay?
Okay.
So I don't know if you've been connecting with your life purpose, per se, because Ginger's saying, you know what, it's something that you need to connect with every day, and you've really got to honor it. And when you do, she's saying, you're going to be like a lot happier. You're going to notice the synchronicities that are all around you. Okay, and also, you're going to feel good. You're going to be able to take care of yourself. And you're a beautiful light worker, and you're going to be able to serve others on this magnificent planet. And there's going to be a lot of changes coming around you, and don't be afraid. Let them happen, okay? They're going to be positive changes, and they're going to happen just at the right time and in just at the right order, okay? So really, this is a time to really follow your passion, okay? And explore, like, all the things around you. And also, I'm being shown that there will be, like, a career change coming as well, okay?
Okay.
So the next thing I have is, I don't think you've been having, like, enough of fun and relaxing, have you?
No, that's what I've been trying to do this week. I'm away from the 9-to-5 grind.
Okay. So really just, you know, this is your time to relax, to connect with family and friends. And you're going to feel, like, so much more joyous. You're going to feel the love around you. You know, when you connect with, you know, our earthly family, and they could be, you know, biological, or they could be people that you choose to be with. Okay, but this is also a time it's going to be filled with love, and it may be a time to heal, like, any, you know, past differences, any past wounds, and these wounds can actually go back not only through this lifetime, but through past lifetimes as well as ancestral roots, okay? So keep the lines of communication open and allow the joy and the love and the laughter to come back in, okay? And I'm getting there's going to be a change around, you know, like, your family situation. And I'm getting, you know, like, there's going to be some healing that takes place in regard to maybe, like, parents or siblings, okay? And there's someone around you, like I said, that has really changed for the better, okay? And there may be even an old friendship that, you know, really is restored and brought back. Okay. And in regard to that, I'm getting... there's some karmic resolve going on around you at this time, okay? And Ginger is saying, you know what, if something didn't work in the past, just try something different, okay? Because there's going to be something that comes up from the past. It's going to need healing. And, Tim, if you don't notice the patterns that come up, they keep repeating themselves until we really, like, notice them and do something about them. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, wow, we've him.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, Barbara, I, you know what?
It's not just you that keeps getting dropped. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, you know what? I want to ask, because I'm sure Tim, like, he knows enough to go back, you know, and listen into the archives, but he's got some kind of, like, things that are negative that need to be resolved. And they go back, you know, to the ancestral roots, not only in this lifetime, but past lifetimes. And he's got to be able to, you know, get beyond these situations and resolve whatever conflicts are there. And I'm hoping that, you know, with you and Jesus, that, you know, you can help him notice the patterns and the cycles and really have this karmic resolve take place. So I'm asking you to come in with Jesus and, you know, to give him a little bit of information on how to resolve the situation.
Okay. So, Tim, I'm getting some statements that you can make to your innate body to help you with this. And I will make the statements, and ordinarily I would let you repeat them, but since your call has been dropped, I will simply make the statements, and you can say them whenever you get a chance to say them. These statements can be said by anyone who wants to release the same issue. This is not something that just Tim can do. It's open to anyone and everyone. Here we go. Dear innate, I release all of the ancestral patterns that hold me back from my own greatness. Dear innate, I release any and every need to be less. Dear innate, I release societal beliefs and expectations which hold me back from my greatness. Dear innate, I release the programming and the conditioning that limit my life. Dear innate, I release all of the ways that I keep myself from being me. Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to live. And just say those statements. You only have to say them once, but you can say them as many times as you want to. Saying statements to the innate never, ever, ever, ever creates any harm. It's just not possible. And so you can use the statements as often as you want to. And as you are saying them, and saying them with the feeling, the truth of them, they are changing your beliefs on every level and through all of your lifetimes. So this is really very powerful. So remember that. Okay, and Tim, here is your message from Jesus, my beloved one. You are waking up more and more to who you are and to what is possible in your life. Never stop that particular journey, because it is about recognizing the truth of you, recognizing the power within you, recognizing your purpose in this world, recognizing that you came here to make a difference. So allow yourself to embrace what you are recognizing and allow yourself to let go of the things that no longer serve you. And this may include some of the people in your life. And this is not a bad thing. This is part of your evolution. It happens with everyone. As you move forward, there are some people that will not move forward with you. And so you let them go. And you let them be whoever it is that they are choosing to be, because that is their choice. The important thing for you to remember is that the only one you are responsible for is you. And you do not need anyone in particular in order to have a beautiful life. It is totally within you. It is totally created by you. So let go. Let go of anything and everything and anyone and everyone that you need to, so that you can move forward with who you are being. You are loved. You are loved. Okay, Tim, that's what we had for you, and hopefully you'll...
Oh, Barbara, that was amazing. Yes, that was totally amazing, and I'm sure that he will go back in the archives and he'll, you know, get the rest of his message. That was really beautiful.
Okay, so it is time for us to move to our next caller, and our next caller is... Okay.
Oh,
the joyful Selena.
Hi, ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing?
I have been so thinking about you. You've been on my mind, and I was going to message you because I was wondering what you've been up to.
Well, a lot of changes. Wow, that's nice of you that you even thought of me. Thank you.
Yes, you've been on my mind, and I was getting ready to message you because I was thinking, oh, my gosh, we haven't heard from you in such a long time. So we're really blessed to have you with us today.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you. Well, I just, I don't know, it's been busy and changing.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what you're getting. You see anything coming up or just any messages from the angels? You know?
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm getting, Ginger's saying, ooh la la, she sees hearts all around you, Selena.
Oh, cool.
And she's, you know, has a special someone entered your life yet?
No, not yet.
Well, are you open
no.
for it?
Not yet.
Okay, she
yeah.
wants to know. Okay, because she's saying get yourself ready. Love yourself first, you know, and just make space in your heart as well as, you know, like wherever you are, your surroundings. And that would be like leaving like a little bit of space like in a closet, like for maybe three hangers or something,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting the soulmate, and I see like hearts all around you, and I'm getting, this is your time. You know, you've been doing other stuff, getting, you know, other stuff into place, and now, you know, this is a time that love can enter your, you know, your life, okay? So really express, you know, the joy that you have, you know, with just living, and allow yourself to really, you know, enjoy every moment, okay? And remember that when someone does come into your life, that you're this magnificent cake. You're totally complete just as you are, and they're just going to be like the icing on this magnificent cake, okay?
Yeah.
So every day when you go, you know, get up and you're going and you're looking yourself in the mirror, tell yourself how much you love yourself, okay? And
yeah,
really, you know, you're really enthusiastic about life and love, you know, and I'm just, you know, I'm getting, you know, expect the best in your life, okay? And Ginger's saying the love that's coming to you is, it's a spiritual love as well.
Yeah.
Where, Selena, you're the goddess and this amazing person is going to be the god, and it's just amazing energy.
Lovely.
So it's
the
really
best
beautiful.
Time.
Yeah, and Ginger's saying that you're going to, you know how to make good decisions and you're going to do the same in regard to love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, if you want to, like, call it in. I see four-leaf clovers showing all the luck that you have around you at this time. Okay?
Wow.
Make sure
okay.
that you're not afraid to express yourself and what you're needing in a loving but yet powerful way. Okay? In some ways, still, Selena, you're not like, expressing your truth. There's something that, like, sort of frightens you in a way. Okay? And know that when we speak our truth both lovingly and powerfully, it's very positive for ourselves as well as others, okay? So Ginger and Joan are inside you now, and they're gathering all those thoughts inside you, and they're opening up, like, the door up on the top of your head. They're going to let them free.
Yay,
they're freeing all those.
Yay,
I'm going to help you as well to speak strongly, lovingly, eloquently, and they're going to help to make sure that there's no miscommunication with others, okay? So they're saying, girlfriend, don't be afraid to say, you know, what you are needing, okay? And now we're going to call in Archangel Michael, and we're going to call in, you know, Barbara, because you have not spoken your truth, there's a little bit of healing that needs to take place currently in the throat chakra area, Selena, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's so awesome.
Okay, so we're going to call in Barbara and Jesus and Archangel Michael, I think. Ginger's saying, don't forget Archangel Michael, because Selena has trouble speaking her truth. Okay, Barbara?
Yes, she does sometimes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, okay, first we're going to make some statements to that dear innate that we love so much, and you are going to repeat what I say. Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I speak my truth.
Dear innate, I speak my truth. And can I just add all the time?
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to speak my truth.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to speak my truth.
Dear innate, I give myself the power to speak my truth.
I was just thinking that one. Yay. Dear innate, I give myself the power. You guys are right on. Dear innate, I give myself the power to speak my truth.
Dear innate, I speak from my heart.
Dear innate, I speak from my heart.
Dear innate, I speak from my heart first before I come from my mind.
Dear innate, I speak from my heart first before I come from my mind.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, my heart is open to love.
Dear innate, my heart is open to love.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Are you there?
I'm here, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You didn't repeat
good.
It,
okay.
That I heard.
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm happy to say it again because I need to. Dear Nate, I love myself.
Okay. And take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I allow my life to change.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to change.
Dear Nate, I release all ties to the past.
Dear Nate, I release all ties to the past.
Dear Nate, I am free.
Dear Nate, I am free.
A nice deep breath. How does that feel?
This feels good. It really does. You're both spot on with everything you said. And, you know, I've always had issues asking for my needs and expressing. It's crazy because it stays inside and gets all icky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if there's anything else we need to say. Dear Nate, I value myself.
Dear Nate, I value myself.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be valued by others.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be valued by others.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear Nate, I deserve to receive.
Dear Nate, I deserve to receive.
Dear Nate, I am priceless.
Dear Nate, I am priceless.
Dear Nate, my life is open to miracles and blessings.
Dear Nate, my life is open to miracles and blessings.
Dear Nate, I receive.
Dear Nate, I receive.
Dear Nate, it is safe to receive.
Dear Nate, it is safe to receive.
And a nice deep breath.
Got to add one more. Dear Nate, it is safe to be me.
Okay, let me look around that one and see what else there is.
Oh, sorry.
Not a problem. Dear Nate, I accept myself.
Dear Nate, I accept myself.
Dear Nate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Nate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Nate, I do not need to prove anything.
Dear Nate, I do not need to prove anything.
Dear Nate, I am complete and fulfilled.
Dear Nate, I am complete and fulfilled.
Dear Nate, I accept my power.
Dear Nate, I accept my power.
Dear Nate, I accept myself.
Dear Nate, I accept myself.
Dear Nate, I accept my life.
Dear Nate, I accept my life.
Dear Nate, I am a creator.
Dear Nate, I am a creator.
Dear Nate, I create my life.
Dear Nate, I create my life.
Dear Nate, I release all shame and blame.
Dear Nate, I release all shame and blame.
Dear Nate, I do not need to be punished.
Dear Nate, I do not need to be punished.
Dear Nate, I release all guilt.
Dear Nate, I release all guilt.
Dear Nate, I am complete and fulfilled.
Dear Nate, I am complete and fulfilled.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I deserve to live.
Dear Nate, I deserve to live.
Dear Nate, I deserve to live in abundance.
Dear Nate, I deserve to live in abundance.
Dear Nate, I deserve my heart's desires.
Dear Nate, I deserve my heart's desires.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live my life.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live my life.
Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
I just feel so grateful right now for both of you. Thank you for this. These are just so perfect.
Wonderful. Okay. Oh, I was getting something else, but now I can't find it. Hold on. It's all about accepting yourself and accepting your life and realizing that there is no one better than you, and you don't need to make excuses, and there's this whole ball of stuff there. Dear Nate, my life is mine.
Dear Nate, my life is mine.
Dear Nate, I accept my life as it is.
Dear Nate, I accept my life as it is.
Dear Nate, I do not need to justify my life.
Dear Nate, I do not need to justify my life.
Dear Nate, I release the need to condemn myself.
Dear Nate, I release the need to condemn myself.
Dear Nate, I am equal to all others.
Dear Nate, I am equal to all others.
Dear Nate, I am just as loved as anyone else.
Dear Nate, I am just as loved as anyone else.
Dear Nate, my life is my choice.
Dear Nate, my life is my choice.
Dear Nate, there is nothing wrong with my life.
Dear Nate, there is nothing wrong with my life.
Dear Nate, I am always changing.
Dear Nate, I am always changing.
Dear Nate, I am free.
Dear Nate, I am free.
A nice deep breath. Okay. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels good. It feels good. I'm not trying to keep you longer, but it was like when it was like there was nothing wrong with my life. It was like, wow. But, you know, yeah, this isn't right. That isn't right. And I got to admit, this roommate's helping me speak my mind more.
Good. See, everything has an advantage.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny.
Okay. So here is your message now from Jesus.
Okay.
My beloved one, you truly are a joy. And that is why you are here now in this time, in this place, is to share that joy with the world. And you do that simply by being you. People see you. They see your smile. They feel your joy. And it helps them to open up to the joy in their own lives. It's not about the big things that you do, although the big things are wonderful. It's about the moment to moment of you being you. You have no idea of the impact of you being you. on this world. And sometimes you look at your world and you think you haven't accomplished enough to actually be recognized. And that is because you do not recognize all that you have accomplished. We want you to start seeing yourself, seeing the truth of who you are, seeing the impact that you have on others, the impact that you have on the world. You have helped make the world a better, a safer, a healthier place. And you do this in big ways and in small ways. You do this with the things that you say and the things that you allow other people to say. You do this by asking the questions that you ask. You do this with everything that you do. Never underestimate you and the impact that you have on this world. You are phenomenal. And we do not say that lightly. We mean it. You are phenomenal. And we want you to open up and accept that about yourself. Because you don't have to prove anything to anybody. You've already shown who you are. So allow yourself to start receiving the blessings, the miracles, the beauty of life in every moment. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Okay,
that's what he wanted to get.
God, thank you so much. Thanks to both of you. This is so wonderful. This makes my day, but it's going to make more than that, you know. I'm just going to take this to heart and use it all. Thank you.
Good. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling, and we'll talk to you the next time we talk to you.
Okay. See you soon. Lots of love.
Okay.
Be well. And thanks to Ginger, too. All right. Thanks, Mark.
She and Joan are throwing a big kiss, and they're saying, Helena, don't be a stranger.
I won't be. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lots of love.
Lots of love to you. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 772. Hi, who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Martha.
Hi,
hello.
Martha, what can we do for you?
Yeah, hi, good. I called before, but I am processing a lot of emotion. I'm doing intense emotional and spiritual healing. And so I'm kind of wondering what's going on with my body because I feel like eating all the time, and I'm really not like a big eater, and it's like I just feel this desire to eat, and I suppose that it's because of the healing that like I'm doing, and so I need some comforting, but I don't know if there's anything else going, or you know, if you could see
okay.
if there's anything.
All right, let's see what we're getting about that. DC.
Yes, good morning, Martha. I'm getting the word forgiveness around you. Okay?
Okay.
There's some things that you need to forgive yourself of, okay? And maybe others as well. You've got to let go of whatever you're holding on to and just forgive it, okay? Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Yeah, well,
okay.
that's part of the healing I'm doing, yeah, to be able to forgive.
And the angels are the past is the past. Leave it there, Martha. You can't do anything to change it, you know. And what you're doing is you're trying to heal and stuff, but you're still holding on to the pain, okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to invite Barbara and Jesus in because I feel the burden that you're carrying, and it's awfully, awfully heavy, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, this is a time for you to take back your power and, you know, connect with the love in your heart. And Michael Jackson is coming in, and he's saying you're looking for love all around you, but it's within you, and it's everywhere, okay?
Okay.
And know that you've got to trust yourself in what you're feeling, and it's okay to be afraid, okay? So I am going to invite, like I said, Barbara in and Jesus in, okay, to really help you and to get rid of the burden that you're carrying and to get rid of the, you know, the blame, the guilt, and you will feel so much better. And I think you're just, you know, like you're maybe eating a little bit much because you're sort of trying to, you know, it's sort of like a substitute for love and things, and we're going to help you with that as well. Barbara?
Okay. Okay. So we're going to do some of those dear innate statements like we did before.
Okay.
And then we'll move from there. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the emptiness.
Dear innate,
I release the emptiness.
I will leave the emptiness. Dear innate, I will leave the emptiness.
Dear innate, I release the need to fill myself with food.
I will leave my need to fill myself with food.
Dear innate, I release the pain.
Dear innate, I release the pain.
Dear innate, I release the frustration.
Dear innate, I release the frustration.
Dear innate, I release the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the shame.
Dear innate, I release the shame.
Dear innate, I release the blame.
Dear innate, I release the blame.
Dear innate, I detach from the past.
Dear innate, I detach from the past.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I love myself even if no one else does.
Dear innate, I love myself even if nobody else does.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I release all of the burdens.
Dear innate, I release all of the burdens.
Dear innate, I release all of the suffering.
Dear innate, I release all the suffering.
Dear innate, I release the need to struggle.
Dear innate, I release the need to struggle.
Dear innate, I accept inner peace.
Dear innate, I accept inner peace.
Dear innate, I am love.
Dear innate, I am love.
Take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Better. I'm more centered and calm.
Good. Wonderful.
Thank you. Yes.
And you are so welcome. And here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Okay.
My beloved one, you are making wonderful progress on your path to really understanding yourself, understanding your life, understanding your choices, and letting go of all of the things that you used to hang on to, all of the beliefs about how you've been treated and mistreated and maybe that you weren't good enough to be loved and all of that stuff. Let it go. Whenever it comes into your mind, just say, "Dear innate, I release this." No matter what it is, let it go, because none of it is true, and you don't need to have that holding you back. And if you find yourself eating and eating and eating, you can simply say, "Dear innate, I release this need to fill myself with food," because it's all about looking for something to fill that emptiness within you, which you have let go of in the last few moments, so that's wonderful. And you should find that you are no longer having this desire to constantly consume, because it was all about you filling yourself. But if you want to start saying, dear innate, I am fulfilled, I am complete, then there's no need for you to do that, because you are recognizing that you are absolutely wonderful, exactly as you are. And that is the truth of your life. Okay, so that's what he wanted you to know.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that's a beautiful message.
You are welcome. And, you know, see how this sits with you, and call us back on Tuesday if you need to, and we'll do some more work, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we're going to our next caller, which is from 11111111111, one of my favorite numbers. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing good.
And what's your name?
So I just check in to see if there's any messages.
Okay. And what was your name?
Oh, it's Diana.
Diana. Okay. All right, Diana. Let's see what we're getting for you. Do you see?
Yes. Good morning, Diana. The first message from the angels is that they're asking you to just, you know, to stay positive. Okay, and stay optimistic. And
okay.
I feel like good things are going to come your way. But I also, you know, as you said your name, I just felt like, you know, your chakras are a little bit out of balance, and you too, you know, need to prioritize a little bit and really to help some areas of your life to heal. Okay?
Okay.
And when I say your chakras, they're like the little energy centers in your body. And I'm talking about the seven main chakras. And if they're a little bit out of balance, you could start to worry. You might actually have some physical body aches. It could bring about fear, confusion, and so much more. Okay? So I'm getting that you are, like you said, you're a little bit out of balance today. And you sort of have to prioritize as well and stay focused. Okay.
Okay.
And for you as well, as one of our callers, I just feel such a weight on my shoulders. And the angels are saying, you know, please don't worry. You're going to get some relief that you are needing, and this weight will be lifted, okay? As well, you're going to get the recognition that you truly deserve, hon. Okay?
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus to really to help, you know, with the balancing of the chakras and to lift that heavy weight that you're carrying, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Diana. First, we're going to call in Archangel Michael, and we are going to have him pour his wonderful chakra cleaner down through your crown chakras and it will clear and balance all of your chakras. Are you okay with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And this is also working for anyone else who needs it, so you can just let Michael know that you want to have your chakras cleared and balanced too, and he will pour it into you. Okay, and so we are going to make some of those dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say. Dear innate, I release the burden.
Dear innate, I release the burden.
Dear innate, I release all of the burdens I have taken on.
Dear innate, I release all of the burden taken off.
Dear innate, I release all of the other people's burdens I have taken on.
I release, dear innate, I release all of the other people's burden I have taken on.
Dear innate, I release the need to save other people.
I release the innate to save other people.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't need to be responsible for anyone else.
Dear Innate, I don't need to be responsible. I feel that I don't need to be responsible for anybody else.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to be me.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to be me.
Dear Innate, I am wonderful as I am.
Dear Innate, I am wonderful as I am.
Dear Innate, I don't need to be fixed.
Dear Innate, I don't need to be fixed.
Dear Innate, I accept my choices.
Dear Innate, I accept my choices.
Dear Innate, I release all of the past.
Dear Innate, I release all of the past.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Feels great.
Oh, you had a bunch of stuff that wasn't yours that you've been lugging around for a long time.
Yes. And you hit everything right on the nose.
Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to you, my beloved one. You don't need to take on anyone else's burdens, not ever, not for any reason, not even for a second. It does not actually benefit them. It just makes your life more miserable because they don't really let it go. They just share it. So it just doubles in size and you take half of it, but they still got what they had even before they gave you any part of it. So taking on other people's burdens does not work. Do not do it. It does not work. Besides, you don't need to save them. No one needs to be saved. That is one of the false beliefs that is in this world. No one needs to be saved. Each and every one of you has the power to create your life the way you choose to create it. And if your life is not working the way you are creating it, then you need to make changes to your own beliefs so that everything else can change. Mm-hmm. Everyone has that power, and you are only responsible for you. You are only responsible for you. You are only responsible for you. And that will never change. So it's time for you to start living your life for you.
Yeah.
And let go of the need to save anyone else because they don't need to be saved. They are just learning whatever lessons they are learning. Give them the space to learn what they need to learn because you do not need to fix them or their lives. Be kind to yourself. And give yourself the space to learn what you came here to experience. And know that I am with you. I am always with you. So if you ever feel the need to fix or save anyone else, you can simply say, Jesus, save them. And let me do it.
Okay. I will do that.
You are loved and you are blessed. Mm-hmm. So have a happy life.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay.
You are welcome. And, you know, remember, those are not your burdens. Don't take them.
I will not. I'm leaving it where it is.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling, Diana.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, DC, we have come to the end of another show. Yay!
Yay, oh, what a beautiful show, with beautiful people calling in with beautiful energy and messages. I am filled with my daily dose of vitamin G. I don't know, Barbara, but it feels amazing.
Yes, it always does.
Yes. And now we can move on with the rest of our day and know that, you know, we started it off in the right way.
Yes, definitely. And
beautiful.
We appreciate everyone who called and shared and all of that. And we will be back here next Tuesday, and I have my show, Get Answers to Life's Questions, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central
beautiful.
Time, and people can call in and ask questions there. Oh, there's something there. Hold on. You know, it is time for us to recognize the truth of who we are, recognize that the power within us. And that is something that I am being shown more and more of all the time. So they're saying it's time for everyone to recognize their power and to create a life that you truly can and do love. And that's
beautiful.
What's important.
Yeah, and that is so truly amazing to recognize that. Oh, my goodness. Yes, and you helped me to recognize, Barbara. You know, the angels guided me to call into your show, and I did that, and immediately, you know, you just helped me to get on that right path.
Wonderful. I am so glad. And I'm glad that path led to us working together, because I love the work that we do together.
I do too. And sometimes it's, you know, it's just very serious, and sometimes it's a little crazy, but we just embrace it all.
Yes. That's
definitely
the way life is.
And I'm a little bit tired. I had a little bit too much fun yesterday with the grandkids.
Well, then take a nap, you know, find something for Jackson to do.
Well, I'm going to watch Bob the Builder. Jackson has Bob the Builder on, so we're going to watch Bob the Builder. And Bob the Builder, of course, has a message, you know. Can we build it? Yes, we can. And we can build anything that we put our, you know, our minds to. We've just got to believe it in our heart, you know.
Exactly.
Jackson
wonderful.
Says it all the time. Can we build it? And he says, yes, we can.
Okay, then we'll get busy building those lives that we really want to live.
Yes, and he's saying goodbye, Barbara. He's just giving you a shout out to Auntie Barbara.
goodbye, Jackson. You guys have fun.
He's smiling. Well, have a blessed day, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.